Now?
Yeah, now. Or even or then. Yeah.
You could stop. Well, when I was a child, it wasn't many places you could stop because they didn't give colored people food. They tell you had to go around to the back and stand up and all that. But now you could stop to Howard Johnson. And Howard Johnson have hotels and motels. You stop there and rest, you know.
Yeah.
And you can eat there also.
How about, you know, where would you, you know, like if you had to get something for your car, where would you stop?
To a garage.
Okay. And, you know, get, you know, like, and get gas.
To the garage. And most everywhere you go now, you see gas this much, how much you stop to a garage.
Okay. How about, do you ever see those little places alongside the road that the state puts up with just picnic tables and maybe, what do you call those?
Rest stops.
Okay. What do you call the lines, or well, let's put it this way, what do you call that, the thing that's painted on the road to keep the traffic separated?
The yellow lines?
Yeah. Do you have any names for that?
You mean car go this way and car come this
way?
Yeah,
what do you call that thing to keep them separate? Yeah.
Divider.
Okay. You know, and do you call anything different if it's concrete? You know, like if it's built up, and like in some four-lane highways, they have a big concrete strip?
How about
no, dividers.
Okay. And, you know, on some of these real big highways that are up off the ground, like this new one up here, you know, the big highway they've got that comes into Miami now? Okay, if you were going to get on that highway and get off, sometimes you have to drive up a thing to get up on it. What do you call those?
Drive up on the plank?
Yeah, to get up on the highway. You know, see how the highway is kind of up off the ground?
And you down here and you just go around up?
Yeah, what do you call that thing you got to get up on?
Plantate.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it.
Or where you get off of a highway.
Like that. You see, like if I'm a gal on 83rd Street and the exit, you go, you say next exit is 83rd Street and then you go right on down.
Right. Yeah. Do you have a name for anything?
Ramps.
Yeah, okay. And now you were talking about the boulevard and you talked about the court and avenues. What other kind of streets do they have in Miami?
Courts, streets, avenues, places.
Okay. And they have the boulevard?
Yeah, a boulevard. You have one boulevard. Then you have a court, a place, an avenue, street.
What about the ones that go between the beach and the mainland? Yeah, those bridges. What do they call those?
That's a bridge going to the beach.
Okay. Okay. How about would you know what you might call a like if you're driving along and say a railroad went over the road and the street went down and under the railroad? What would you call that?
A railroad stopping.
Well, let's say you didn't have to stop for the railroad. They had it fixed where you could just drive under it. You know, sometimes you have a little. Or the trains that has a little bridge that goes up over the road like that, and you drive underneath this, it's like a little tunnel or something. What would you call that?
A tunnel?
Well, maybe it's not long enough for a tunnel. Maybe it's just, you know, 30, 40, 50 feet long. Okay. All right. Okay, did you say you never learned to drive?
No, the doctor told me not to drive because I flaked out.
Because of your eyes?
No, I have some kind of spell.
Oh.
And I don't see well no how.